It's New Year's Eve, 1999. You're listening to the BB Sky C, where it's time to look back at the 90s. This week, 1999, the year that a hushed nation gathered round their radio sets. Yes, the England cricket team had released a single. But 1999 began with international action to end a long-standing power struggle.
Good evening, I'm Moira Stewart. In a dramatic development today, Bill Clinton has finally sent in American troops to separate the rival factions at Tottenham Hotspur.
The free world cannot stand by and let the soccer warlord Alan Sugar depose the legitimate leader, Terry Venables.
For the very latest situation, let's go over live to our special correspondent.
And you have to say, Moira, astonishing scenes here at White Hart Lane. Very much so, in fact.
John, can you tell us what's been happening?
Well, Moira, 5 minutes into the second half, with the game nicely balanced, a number of helicopter gunships swooped into the stadium. Oh, I say, as I speak, hundreds of US Marines are parachuting into the 18-yard box. And curiously enough, this is the first time I can recall a Premier League fixture being interrupted by United Nations intervention. Tell a lie, 1962, West Bromwich Albion against Saigon.
Yes, Jimmy, we're getting reports that US Marines are concentrating their fire on the Spurs goalie, Eric Torsvet.
Well, I mean, you say that, Moira. I mean, it serves him right. These young players have to learn discipline. And if it means shooting them dead, well, I mean, so be it.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you there, Jimmy. Bill Clinton is about to make a statement.
I'm pleased to report that Operation Remove Alan Sugar has achieved all our stated objectives, apart, that is, from removing Alan Sugar.
That's all from us, but you can see highlights of that war tonight on Match of the Day. Good night.
Football made the headlines again in February when Paul Gascoigne was stopped by customs at Heathrow Airport and accused of smuggling dangerous substances in his stomach. An X-ray showed he was carrying 20 pints of lager and a reheated paella. Meanwhile, far above the Earth, the Hubble telescope made an astonishing discovery, a new sign of the zodiac.
Look, there, between Capricorn and Aquarius.
My God, it's another random collection of stars that doesn't look like anything at all.
We shall call it the sign of the duck-billed platypus.
Okay, let's go over to Russell now for today's stars.
You lucky platypuses. You're good with money, stubborn and have a tendency towards external gestation.
Oh, thanks, Russell. By the way, how come an expert like you didn't predict that they'd find a new star sign?
Well, that's typical of us platypuses.
In 1999, pubs were trying out a new form of quiz night with more challenging questions such as, did you spill my pint? Are you looking at my bird? And do you like hospital food? But modern living brought with it other hazards.
Hello. It's a sad fact that nowadays we're in constant danger of being picked on by people who are irredeemably boring. This Teach Yourself tape will demonstrate a number of techniques to help you defend yourself.
Lesson one, the pub bore.
So there I was in my yacht. Actually, it's not a yacht. Technically, it's a ketch. And along comes this chap in a gull-winged catamaran, spilling wind all over the
shop. Have you heard the good news about Jesus?
Is that the time?
The classic Christian manoeuvre.
Lesson two, on a train.
Is anyone sitting here? Only I like someone to chat to when I've got an 8-hour journey. Are you interested in bell ringing, or campanology as it's correctly known?
Well, I was sitting there, but I moved because my crabs were itching.
Note that this manoeuvre may not work with rock musicians.
Lesson 3, at the dinner party. Barnaby's the naughtiest, he's the bossy one, and if I'm late back from work, honestly, he meows non-stop. And he gets so cross when I give him his salmon. You know, he just won't eat the skin. Mind you, Timmy will. Oh, Timmy always will. I mean, he's an angel. He's a...
I am the Antichrist.
That concludes this tape. The advanced course is available on high-quality chromium cassette, which I find much better than the ferrous sword because it cuts down flutter and drag on the spool, which always...
And that was lesson 4.
1999. Now there's a domestic robot that does more than just help you with your housework. The new multi-robot comes complete with an exciting range of novelty personalities.
Clean that toilet for me, would you, robot?
Clean your toilet, sir. Certainly. If I may say so, that would give me a considerable amount of pleasure.
Now you can have any servant you want.
Golly, my shoes are dirty. Any ideas, robot?
Goodness, why not wipe them on me, sir? I've just put my tongue out for you.
And there's a program to suit every task.
Robot, can you pick up my kids from school, please?
I can't believe you just said that. I just think you've selected the wrong personality for this job.
The new multi-robot for all your domestic needs, or just for pure fun.
Robot, put this Pope outfit on and take Holy Communion, will you?
Nothing would give me greater pleasure, sir!
The highly successful multi-robot. Eventually, domestic robots became so sophisticated that they got fed up with doing the housework, started taking Valium, and then ran off with someone from their evening class. Meanwhile, young people were enjoying a new musical sound, a potent blend of Jamaican dub reggae and horse racing commentary.
As fearless dream from Audubon House from Kilimanjaro, boy, then neck and neck, our Bill Brigadier with picket on pride and joy. Coming to the first fence, 10 lengths clear from the back marker, Rob Roy. And into the turn, it's magic melodies, Ebony Prince of Troy. Then Babylon King from Rubber of Style and Pass Me the Ganja. Policeman come in the commentary box, and him gonna come arrest I. Him always pick on the man from the beat with the mic and the jockey club tie. Yes, O'Sullivan style. I and I in an Ascot situation. Sean.
Peter O'Sullivan, who was subsequently suspended from horse racing commentary after failing a dope test. By 1999, the policies of the two main parties were so similar, it became increasingly hard to find things to disagree on.
Madam Speaker, when will the party opposite finally admit before this House that cats are more intelligent than dogs?
No, sir. I asked the House, when was the last time you saw a cat fetch a stick?
Well, on a point of order, madam, you see, cats don't want to fetch sticks because they're too intelligent.
Morning, Mr. Clark.
Well, with all respect, Madam Speaker, that's the most ludicrous statement I've ever heard. So why do they chase their own tails, then?
Well, at least they don't slip each other's bottoms.
The House will divide on this motion. Meows to the left, woofs to the right.
The famous cat and dog debate, which was denounced as quintessentially immeritorious by David Blunkett's dog. In July, the Euro MP, Glenys Kinnock, was elected leader of the European Socialist Group. She said she could never have done it without the vital contribution of her husband. He had gone to Australia for 6 months. Meanwhile, the trend for husbands and wives to work together was increasing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your co-pilot speaking. We will shortly be landing in Bahrain to refuel.
Actually, we won't bother stopping. We've got enough in the tank to get to Sydney.
No, we haven't. The little orange light's come on.
Yeah, it always does that. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yes. Just like when you took that wrong turning above Holland.
Yes, well, you said turn left.
I meant proper left.
Well, you buy the bloody thing, then I'll take the map.
Careful, Gerald.
I wish they'd stop arguing. They always do this.
Will you shut up in the back? You were the ones who wanted to go to Australia in the first place.
If you don't sit quietly, we'll turn round and go straight back home.
Look back at the 90s.
Morning, everyone, and welcome to Headingley for the third test in this really extraordinary series. England versus nobody. England, of course, already two tests down, and I'm joined by Geoffrey Boycott.
Well, Richie, England only arranged this series in the hope they might actually win something, but I'm afraid, as I said, they've been outplayed in every department.
Oh, no, so here comes nobody. Into ball. Oh, it's a no ball.
And that one run takes the England score up to one. Atherton, of course, out for naught. Head wicket, bowled nobody. Stuart naught, tripped over shoelace, banged head on stumps, helped off by nobody. And after that, predictably, England collapsed.
Well, Richie, I always said England could beat nobody. I was wrong.
The 1999 England Nobody Test Series. That summer, there was controversy after an A-level question posed an impossible mathematical paradox. What was the point of slide rules then? The school leavers without qualifications, the outlook was bleak.
Now, Colin, I know what you're thinking. There are very few jobs around. But as your careers advisor, there is one thing I can suggest for a fit young man like yourself.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Have you ever considered burglary?
Burglary?
It's a growing industry, Colin. This is your chance to get in on the ground floor and, well, nick the video.
I don't want to be a burglar, miss.
You're never going to get a job with that attitude, Colin. Will you think about it for me? You'd be working outside and inside, obviously. And there's always the chance to train for more serious crimes.
But I might end up in prison.
Where do you think you're going to do all your training?
I don't like the sound of it.
Look, think it over, Colin. And if you are interested, here's my home address. I'm usually out Fridays.
In August, the music industry threw a party to celebrate number one singles by Jennifer Rush, Brian Adams, Berlin and Whitney Houston. Then they went off and recorded them. But the biggest hit of all was this.
You come home to my heartache, wipe the teardrop from my eyes. You ask me why I'm crying. Maybe here's the reason why. Because this bloody song will be at number one forever. They shoved it in a film and released them both together. Each couple's special song till the next one comes along. Song away. It's on the neighbor's radio. They play it non-stop in the bar. You pull up at the traffic lights. It's in the next bloke's car. Because this bloody song's the kind that always sells a million. It's crass and overdone, but people think it's brilliant. You think the ending comes, and then you hear the drums. And yes, it's back again. And they've used it in a car ad. They've stuck some naff guitar on, like the single that Tapao had. It just goes on and on until it's gone. But no, oh God, there's more. It's come back with a key change. It's louder than before, and it's just caught out the DJ. One day we'll get some peace, until it's released.
In September, there was a major scandal involving the Serious Fraud Squad. They weren't the Serious Fraud Squad, after all. But a group of imposters. And there was another scandal over a new government health policy.
Yes. Mrs. Bottomley, you're extending the care in the community scheme to a new group of patients.
That's right. Experience shows that people do much better outside a hospital environment.
But these patients are having open heart surgery.
Yes. We call it intensive care in the community. Getting emergency cases out of the grim old Victorian wards and back into society.
Yes. Let's see exactly how the scheme's working in practice.
Here we are, Mr. Johnson, Waterloo Arches. That's a get.
Oi, come back with my life support machine.
In the absence of hospital care, the task of performing major surgery has fallen to charity groups such as the Salvation Army.
Scalpel!
Here you are, Agnes.
What? Oh, done it. I've removed the appendix.
Is the appendix supposed to beat like that?
Ah.
Minister, people are dying as a result of your policies.
I know, but we've come up with a solution.
What's that?
Burial in the community. Getting dead people out of those grim old Victorian graveyards and into the shopping centres.
Look back at the 90s.
In October, the Tate Gallery hosted a major exhibition of contemporary tattoos. They were having some building work done in the foyer. But tattoos were also becoming fashionable among the liberal middle classes.
Right, mate, what can I do for you? Love and hate on your knuckles? Nice big cobweb on your neck?
No, I wanted something discreet for my partner, Claire.
Oh, got you. What, like Claire for me forever? That's something?
No. I was thinking of something a bit less possessive.
Right. Oh, this bloody song is forever. Right. There you are, then. Done what you wanted. I collectively share my life with my cohabitee Claire for the foreseeable future without invading her woman space with my patriarchal oppression.
Where's the rest of it?
I ran out of arm, didn't I?
In November, an enterprising cleaning firm hit upon a popular new service. They would come round and clear up all the leaflets they'd shoved through your letterbox. That month also saw a sensational development in the world of chess.
Afternoon, sports fans. Glad you could join us. Hey, tell you what, all sorts of things going on here at the World Chess Championships, of course. Don, you're the expert. What's going on?
Well, Desmond, I've never seen anything like it. Nigel Short is playing with an entirely new chess piece, the Monk.
Right, sir. Tell us then, what can that do?
Well, it can move forwards, diagonally, and even when it's the other person's turn.
Well, there's a thing. I tell you what, I understand the Russian grandmaster's got his own new piece, the TARDIS, there, which moves horizontally, diagonally, and backwards through time to warn other pieces they're about to be taken.
Chuck. Absolutely brilliant. How on earth is Short going to get out of that?
Nice move, Nige. Carpet bomber to King 4. Checkmate.
And so 1999 was almost over. Then, as the millennium approached, came the moment that Christians have been awaiting for 2,000 years. Aaron sweaters came back into fashion. But an even more momentous event was unfolding in a remote part of Devon.
Why have we come to this planet?
We believe that here we will find vast quantities of the vital force we need to survive. The thing known to Earth people as stupidity.
Yes, our sensors detected a massive surge of stupidity around the time of the 1992 Earth election.
Excellent. Let us go forth and recharge ourselves.
Ooh, look, Arthur. The colour supplements offering this lovely porcelain badger. For only £93 a month over the next year.
Ooh, let's get two.
Yes. Yes, can I help you?
Greetings, Earthling. We are dangerous aliens come in search of stupidity.
Ooh, you better come in then.
Using their powerful stupidity ray, the aliens extracted every ounce of stupidity from their powerless victims, leaving them slumped in a sensible heap on the floor. Panic gripped the nearby town.
The aliens are coming! We've got to get out as fast as we can!
Right, I'll phone for a minicab.
The aliens swept rapidly across the country, spending a whole week at the Henley Regatta and the Police Federation conference. The authorities held a crisis meeting.
This is terrible.
At this rate, there won't be any stupid people left. And then who's going to marry Edward?
Bob says there'll be no one left to watch my programs.
No. Have you any ideas, Mr. Moore?
But there is just one chance. We have to find a source of stupidity so absolutely enormous that the aliens will overdose on it.
Yes, good idea. Yeah.
And so, in a last desperate gamble, they unveiled their secret weapon.
Hello, aliens. It's me. Have you read the Maastricht Treaty? It's very interesting. What people want is a traffic cone charter.
Come on, we can talk freely. No bastard's going to overhear us.
Extraction ray's overloading.
Let there be no doubt. There is no risk whatsoever of an explosion in the foreseeable future.
Oh, it's worked. They've had a stupidity overdose.
People of Earth, we will leave you alone on one condition. You sell us a pair of porcelain badgers.
Oh, and we want that nice Mr. Major as our leader.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Earth people. I know you'll miss me.
Thus the Earth was saved, and John Major began the new millennium as Prime Minister of the mighty planet Tharg, which soon became a sad little planet with a second-rate economy and a crater charter. That's all from a look back at the 90s. Happy new millennium.
A Look Back at the 90s was presented by the new Prime Minister, Brian Perkins. It starred Rory Brenner and Kate Robbins, with the writers Mark Burton, John O'Farrell and Pete Sinclair. The producer was Caroline Leddy.